Sing Out was founded over 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today, it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Well, the Players Association and the owners have finally come to an agreement, letting the baseball season begin with no fewer games. I am a baseball fan, especially rooting for the Philadelphia Phillies, and as the season commences, we always have high hopes. After all, they haven't lost a game yet, but it's a long season. They've added a few powerful new bats to the lineup and have placed their hopes on a couple of young players as well. Now, if the starting rotation stays healthy and they can make a few plays on the field, we might be looking at the postseason. I know. Our theme music this week is from Chris Thiele and his first solo recording Leading Off from 1994 when he was just a mere child of 13. We heard Shadow Ridge. Leading Off is on Sugar Hill Records. We'll lead off with Peter Cooper and the title track from his CD Opening Day and follow with a wonderful memory from Harry Carey. Here's Opening Day on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Now play ball.
The odds are on the odds on favorites. They can kill you with a murderer's row. They got a young phenom calling home to mom, saying, watch, I'm gonna put on a show. They can hit for power, they can steal a base. They got a crafty skipper with a poker face. They're gonna race away with a pennant race. Couple of breaks, we might take fourth place. Couple of breaks. All's well that ends well. Round here things don't end well. But we're tied for first with a whole summer left to play. Fall breaks kind for the lucky ones. Winter comes even to the champions. Keep the aftermath and the epitaph. Give me opening day. I've been coming since before I remember. I've seen the pictures to prove that it's so. The season's design will knock your heart out of line and lay it on you till you're laying low. I have seen more big names than you could name. I've seen a whole lot of dreams when they pull up lame. Sad September, that's a crying shame. Won't you take me out to the new ball game? All's well that ends well. Around here things don't end well. But we're tied for first with a whole summer left to play. Fall breaks kind for the lucky ones. Winter comes even to the champions. Keep the aftermath and the epitaph. Give me opening day. Know when it feels like summer in the springtime, like morning in the afternoon. But we are weak up the middle, dull at the corners, and the dog days that come too soon. Guess my father was the first to teach me that my mother never understood, that it is not fair, the deal ain't square. All you can do is just to try to make good. You know the players will always change, mostly the uniforms stay the same. Put your picture in a pretty frame, pass the mustard, share the blame, pass the mustard. All's well that ends well, round here things don't end well. But we're tied for first with the whole summer left to play. The fall breaks kind for the lucky ones, winter comes even to the champions. Keep the aftermath and the epitaph, give me opening day, give me opening day, give me opening day.
Let me hear you. A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the
tree. Wanna make my home with the birds and the bees and the squirrels. They can count on me when I grow up to be a tree. I'll let my joints get stiff, put my feet in the ground, take the winters off and settle down. Keep my clothes till they turn brown. When I grow up, I'm gonna settle down. And I'm gonna read. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, reach for the sky. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, till I know why. When the spring comes by, I'm gonna get real green. If the dogs come by, I'm gonna get real mean. On windy days, I'll bend and lean. When I grow up, I'm gonna get real green. If I should fall in storm or slumber, please don't turn me into lumber. I'd rather be a Louisville slugger swinging for the sea. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, reach for the sky. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, till I know why. I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, I'm gonna reach, reach for.
tree house in the neighbor's yard with the sign that says no girls allowed. I'd break on in and climb up high, get the prettiest view of the town, and I think one day culture put me.
Top of the ninth, things were looking pretty bad. The team was down, everyone was sad. I was getting nervous as I stepped up to the plate. He threw a curve, and I had to take the bait. Wind up delivery, I swung, and I knew connected right. I hit that ball so far, it looked like a shooting star, and I became the hero of the night. I was the home run kid, but running on home was all I did. That was all I did. Now, I don't like to boast, I always tell the truth. For a moment there, I thought I was Babe Ruth. Well, I watched that baseball go like it was a UFO. And I tell you now that it even hit the roof. I was the home, the home run kid. Everybody watched me, but running on home was all I did. Yeah, it was all I did.
Late Artie Traum, along with Pat Alger, from their recording From the Heart, and we heard The Home Run Kid. That's on Rounder Records from back in 1980. And before that, we heard from Caroline Spence and her recording Spades and Roses on her own record label and a song called Softball, Carolyn Spence. And before that, the prequel to John Gorka's first album, I Know. This is called Before Beginning, and we heard Branching Out, all about wanting to become a Louisville Slugger. That's on Red House Records. And before that, from a recording called Chicago Cubs Greatest Hits, we heard Harry Carey singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. That's on Marquee Alphabet City Records. And before that, we let off the set with Peter Cooper and Opening Day, the title track of his recording on Red Beat Records. Chuck Brodsky has written lots of wonderful baseball songs. We're going to listen to a couple of them. This one is from the recording Telltale Heart and a tune called Splinter Cheeks Johnson. Here's Chuck Brodsky on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Splinter Cheeks Johnson to cheer a utility player for his whole career. He ate sunflower seeds and he chewed bubble gum, and he always made sure to save the other guys some. He put his uniform on every day, sat in the dugout and shouted hooray. He would sign autographs after the game. Nobody ever had heard of the name. +1,500 +52 consecutive games, all the bubbles he blew. Not one single inning did he ever play. He worked hard to keep himself out of the way. World Series, and he got his ring. He got sprayed with champagne, it was the craziest thing. He got to ride in the next day's parade. A full share of the World Series pot he was paid. Now in case you might wonder, and most people would, they kept him around because he was good. He'd always move over with excellent form. The spot that he vacated always was warm. One time was sent out on deck, a streak on the line, his nerves were a wreck. The batter ahead of him made the last out. Way to go, Splinter Cheeks, nobody shouted. Splinter Cheeks Johnson was always prepared, quick to react if trouble should flare. He was always willing to take one for the team from a secret stash of hemorrhoid cream. But Splinter Cheeks Johnson's body wore out. It was sad to see, but there was no doubt about it. He'd start to lose steam by the top of the fifth. His eyelids got heavy and his posture would drift. Johnson was taking a nap. He covered his eyes with the bill of his cap. Murderous foul ball bounced off his head. They carried him out. Splinter Cheeks, he was dead. Splinter Cheeks Johnson baseball card set. A nickel is probably the most you could get. He had no statistics to put on the back. Johnson to cheer, a utility player for his whole career. He ate sunflower seeds and he chewed bubble gum, and he made sure to save all the other guys some.
Some said they were ready. They had
had hung on just for this, had crossed off all the other things above it on the list. And the ghost no longer haunted, now that they could finally rest. An old man and their fathers wept, love was unrepressed. They finally had a parade, and there was a hearse. There was nothing but joy in Mudville. They threw a funeral for the curse. Dominoes and expect the unexpected. Always wear clean underclothes. 'Cause it was in a month of Sundays, second Wednesday of the week. There was hugging in the tavern, lots of kissing on the cheek. They finally had a parade, leaving there was a herd.
Put tears in my father's eyes. I'm pretty sure that's the first time I ever saw him cry. He had $100 on the game. The win was 60 years in the wait. And poor Bill went from hero to villain in a moment's time. Buddies popped the cork before the game was done. And when the ball rolled through Bill's legs, everybody in the place was stunned. The champagne bottles shined underneath the Bud neon sign. And they drank themselves blind until the night after the Mets had won. So close, so close. So close you can feel the heat of the wind. But then you're right back out in the cold again. Now Dad's had a job that he hates for 30 years. And one day he's gonna tell them all where they can go, he swears. But opportunity came for him, and his own fears did him in, and his chances blew away in the wind and disappeared. So close, so close, so close you can feel the heat of the wind. But then you're right back out in the cold again. One number off and one horse behind. Overall, life hasn't been so unkind. But when you're young and full of fight, you look ahead and see your name in lights. And in the end, you're just happy for a warm place to sleep at night. Later, and the Sox finally broke the curse. One opening day, Bill Buckner came and pitched the first. The crowd stood and cheered from gate to gate. Not a dry eye in the place, 'cause not a soul on this earth and a borrow through their legs. So close, so close, so close you can feel the heat of the wind. But then you're right back out in the cold again. Yeah, you're right back out in the cold.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2214. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Chris Thiele and his recording Leading Off on Sugar Hill Records, made when he was just 13 years old. And we just heard Old Dangerfield, an old Bill Monroe tune. Bill was a great baseball fan. In fact, he sometimes hired musicians because they were good baseball players. They would have games before their engagements in the evening. Old Dangerfield from Chris Thiele. And before Chris, we heard from Danielle Miraglia from her recording Glory Junkies, and a song dedicated to her father, who was a long-suffering Red Sox fan, Heat of the Wind. That's from Danielle Miraglia. And before that, we heard from Chuck Brodsky. In fact, we heard two tunes from Chuck. We heard Funeral for the Curse from his recording Them and Us, and that's on his own record label. And then we heard from Telltale Heart, we heard Splitter Cheeks Johnson, and that's also on Chuck Brodsky Records. We're going to lead off this next set with a classic tune from Dave Frischberg, which he links together a bunch of baseball names. Here's Van Lingo Mungo from Dave Frischberg on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Heaney Majeski, Johnny G, Eddie Juiced, Johnny Pesky, Thornton Lee, Danny Gardella, Van Lingo Mungo, Whitey Karowski, Max Lanier, Eddie Waitkus, and Johnny Vandermeer, Bob Estalella, Van Lingo Mungo, Augie Bergamo, Sigmund Jacuki, Big Johnny Mize, and Barney McCoskey, Hal Trosky, Augie Gullin, and Pinky May, Stan Hack and Frenchy Bordagaray, Phil Cavaretta, George McQuinn, Howard Pollett, and Early Wynn, Roy Campanella, Van Lingo Mungo. Augie Bergamo, Sigmund Jacuki, Big Johnny Mize, and Barney McCoskey, Trosky, John Antonelli, Ferris Fane, Frankie Crosetti, Johnny Sane, Harry Brachin and Lou Boudreau, Frankie Gustin and Claude Passo, Eddie Basinski, Ernie Lombardi, Huey Mulcahy, Van Lingo Mungo.
One for the ages, one you just had to see. So I sat on the sofa with two kids and nine, we watched on TV. And it was in the fifth inning, the game had to be stopped. The whole ballpark went nuts when the number was dropped. My kids, they clapped and they hollered. Me, I choked up with tears, thinking back on the greats he brought to that place for over 13 years. And as he stood in the spotlight, he looked so awkward and shy. And when they asked him to say a few words on that day, this was his reply. I'm only doing my job, like folks everywhere. Where I come from, it's just how things are done, doing your share. I did not love every part, but still I'm not thinking on giving my best, to hell with the rest, doing my job. She gets up every morning, she gets the kids out the door. And then it's carpool and shop, it's vacuum and mop until they're back home at four. And then it's supper and homework until they're all tucked away. Then it's a kiss and goodnight, it's turn out the light for the 4,000th day. She's only doing her job, like folks everywhere. Where she comes from, it's just how things are done, doing her share. She does not love every part, still she's not thinking of to give it her best, to hell with the rest, doing her job. Deliver the mail, and we grow all the crops. We teach in the schools, we put out the fires, and we clerk in the shops. And we enter the data, we build the bridges and roads. We show up every day, we work for our pay, we carry the loads. We're only doing our jobs, like folks everywhere. Where we come from is just how things are done, doing our share. We do not love every part, but still will not think it odd to give it our best, to hell with the rest, doing our job. We're only doing our jobs, we are folks everywhere. Where we come from is just how things are done, doing our share. We do not love every part, still will not think it odd to give it our best, to hell with the rest, doing our job. Give it our best, to hell with the rest, doing our job.
Garlands on the lampposts, precious little lights, and you can visit Santa in his cottage most weeknights. Fake snow sprayed on windows, storefront shining bright, and then comes Christmas morning and the most amazing sight. On Christmas down in Cooperstown, they close the Hall of Fame. No melancholy fan will wax nostalgic on the game. Turnstile sit as cold and still as fields encased in ice. All through the hall no tourist stirs, I can't speak for the mice. On baseball fields from Idaho to Boston and Chi-Town, snow is piled deep as drop fly balls upon the mound. And brand new balls and bats and catchers mitts beneath the tree. We'll have to wait to spring to know the slap of called strike three. On Christmas down in Cooperstown, close the Hall of Fame. No New Jersey tourist comes to celebrate the game. Should Santa stray to fill his sleigh with treasured souvenirs, he'd find the shop doors all are locked, no sales clerks clerking here. If someone says the Christmas ain't so special, you explain that on Christmas down in Cooperstown they close the Hall of Fame. Next morning, you might find a trail of footprints in the snow from a disappointed tourist who'd arrived to find it closed. He left a set of fingerprints, the outline of his nose, pressed against the outside of the baseball hall's windows. Truth be told, it happens once again in 7 days. On New Year's, you can't view the moldy spikes in which Ruth played. And also on Thanksgiving, though I guarantee you all, on any other day, a fan can stand out in the hall. So, Merry Christmas, Cooperstown, and Happy Brand New Year. Put some football on the tube and crack yourself a beer. The NBA's on NBC, the Deuce has PGA. And baseball's like some distant dream, warmer, brighter days. If someone says that Christmas ain't so special, you explain that on Christmas down in Cooperstown, they close the Hall of Fame.
By the shores of old Lake Michigan, where the hawk wind blows so cold, an old Cub fan lay dying. In his midnight hour, the toll. Round his bed, his friends had all gathered. They knew his time was short. And on his head, they put this bright blue cap from his all-time favorite sport. Told him it's late, it's getting dark in here, and I know it's time to go. But before I leave the lineup, well, boys, there's just one thing that I'd like to know. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave, the land of the free, and the doormat of the National League. Told his friends, you know the law of averages says anything will happen that can. That's what it says. But the last time the Cubs won a National League pennant was the year we dropped the bomb on Japan. The Cubs made me a criminal, sent me down a wayward path. They stole my youth from me, that's the truth. I'd forsake my teachers to go sit in the bleachers in flagrant truancy. And then one thing led to another, and soon I discovered alcohol, gambling, dope, football, hockey, lacrosse, tennis, but what do you expect when you raise up a young boy's hopes and then just crush them like so many paper beer cups, year after year after year, after year after year after year after year after year, till those hopes are just so much popcorn for the pigeons beneath the L tracks to eat. He said, you know, I'll never see Wrigley Field anymore before my eternal rest. So if you have your pencils and your scorecards ready, I'll read you my last request. He said, give me a doubleheader funeral in Wrigley Field on some sunny weekend day, no lights, have the organ play the national anthem. And then a little na-na-na-na, hey-hey-hey, goodbye. Make 6 bullpen pitchers carry my coffin, and 6 groundskeepers clear my path. Have the umpires bark me out at every base in all their holy wrath. It's a beautiful day for a funeral. Hey, Ernie, let's play too. Somebody go get Jack Brickhouse to come back and conduct just one more interview. Have the Cubbies run right out into the middle of the field. Have Keith Moreland drop a routine fly. Give everybody 2 bags of peanuts and a frosty malt, and I'll be ready to die. Build a big fire on home plate out of your Louisville Slugger baseball bats and toss my coffin in. Let my ashes blow in a beautiful snow from the prevailing 30-mile-an-hour southwest wind. When my last remains go flying over the left field wall, we'll bid the bleacher bums adieu. And I will come to my final resting place out on Waveland Avenue. The dying man's friends told him to cut it out. They said, "Stop it, that's an awful shame." He whispered, "Don't cry, we'll meet by and by near the Heavenly Hall of Fame." He said, "I've got season's tickets to watch the Angels now. So it's just what I'm gonna do." He said, "But you, the living, you're stuck here with the Cubs. So it's me that feels sorry for you." And he said, "Oh, play that Lonesome Losers tune. That's the one I like the best." Closed his eyes and slipped away. Scotty, it was the dying Cub fans' last request, so here it is. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Sometimes I create these shows to feature one last tune. And every time I do a baseball show, that has to be the last tune. A dying Cub fan's last request from Steve Goodman, recorded live at the Park West in Chicago on March 15th, 1983. Steve Goodman, a dying Cub fan's last request. That's on Red Pajamas Music. And before that, my wife grew up very close to Cooperstown, New York, and she used to go down to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Sometimes she would go see the Hall of Fame game. Christmas Down in Cooperstown was written by Dana Cook. It's included on Diamond Cuts Turning Two, the second installment of that collection of baseball tunes. And before that, a song all about Cal Ripken and all the folks in the world who just go off and do their jobs every day. Doing My Job from John McCutcheon, from his recording Sermon on the Mound. And that's on Appleseed Records from John McCutcheon. And we let off that set with Van Lingo Mungo from Dave Frischberg from back in 1969. And that's included on Baseball's Greatest Hits, the first installment of that. And that's on Rhino Records. Hope you've enjoyed our program this week, welcoming the baseball season to the world. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Record Studios with production assistance from Betty Druckenmiller. Be careful out there. Be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, get inoculated, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music. On the Sing Out Radio Magazine, this is episode 2214.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer and I got a bell and I got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of...